in Breakino, in beatboxing, you think like, if I put like this amount of time in something else, mm-hmm. this dedication, probably I can end up like unlocking something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just repeating the same process pretty much.
Exactly. Like, for example, in 2022, or 2022, mm-hmm. yeah, I was just doing breaking. Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready I was in the Italian team getting ready for the European Championship, for the Olympics.
Mm, as you do. As one does, of course, Karen.
But then I separated my shoulder. I got injured and I couldn't compete anymore in an Olympics situation. So I had to leave the Olympic field because I'd been out for 6 months. So I lost the European qualification and I lost the Italian national championship. But in the time that was injured, I started to kind of say, okay, I need to unlock other skills.
Yeah.
So I start to unlock skills in softwares.
Yeah.
Skills like in social media. I start to like take care a lot of my social media and it blow up so much.
Yeah. Your social media is crazy.
That's because I dedicate time, you know, like I said, okay, I can dance, but I can probably unlock something that I'm going to need later. So, like, it's the same thing when I was in COVID time and I said, okay, there is nothing to do, so I'm going to move to London and learn English. Mm. You know, like, if you have, like, if you think, like, you have a time that you can use, like, in a certain way or, like, you don't know how to use it, just, like, you need just a switch. The Killer Keller Podcast. KillerKellerOfficial.com.
Street Culture TV.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Killer Keller Podcast, live and direct, central London, or as central as you need to be, choose to be, want to be. You don't want to be anywhere else. Big shout out to all the sharers and carers, people who have been spotting the podcast from the jump and been looking after all of our needs in the world of street culture. Our sponsors, the mighty GK Nifty Heads, have a massive 100,000 play-to-earn NFTs to give away to the streets. Just hit the link in the description or go to gkniftyheads.com and get ready for HODL Wars Summer 2024. Street culture has got a new generation of breakers, b-boys, b-girls, and it goes with great pleasure for me to introduce to you one of the running stars, the forerunners of the trailblazing movement at the moment, somebody that does not take any prisoners on the floor, most definitely Italian's number one, and one of the British and international finest, yes, the awesome Solid Inside the Place.
the biggest introduction ever. Hey, thanks a lot.
Well, we aim to please here with the, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. Like, yeah. We said the weather is not great, but like here there is a good vibe. So like we're going to go.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. It's a bit hot in here actually. Are you hot?
Yeah.
It's hotter than the sun in here.
I've been drinking like a lot of water since I came here.
Yeah, I'd say so. Well, that's kind of part of the remit of a B-girl, right? Like keeping healthy, keeping hydrated, keeping active. Is that a general thing that you have to keep on top of?
I mean, it's more about like how you wanna really live and what's your lifestyle look like.
Yeah.
Of course, if you wanna maybe push like more in a competitive kind of side, maybe you treat yourself a little better. So you make sure like you exercise, you practice, you drink water, you eat well.
Really? So what? Give me an example of a time that, because I can't imagine Solid ever being just like, I'm just going to go and get McDonald's.
Like, I went to McDonald's, I think, only once with my family here since I live in London.
Really?
Like, I never go.
Really? Can't do it. What's happened? Just out of curiosity, what happens when you eat junk food? Do you feel, ugh?
I feel very bad. Like, my belly, like, is really? So in pain. Yeah.
To what degree? Like, what? Like, you're out for the count? You can't do anything for a couple of days?
No. I mean, like, I'm also like quick reactive, so like maybe I'm gonna go practice or like something, but like I feel the difference in my body.
Really?
You know, like, so if I know what give me power even mentally, like, and what gives me like weakness.
I love it. Let's stick with that for a second. So you say, for instance, all right, you get a virus or a bug, or you eat something that maybe you didn't really need to at the time. You'd been out partying, do you know what I mean? A couple of shots down the line and
I don't drink alcohol.
Okay, so these are all examples. Okay, so no alcohol, no. But if you do have that, like, your body must be like really in tune to be able to navigate around that? Because that's a level of stamina that you've created.
No, I'm still human, so like I get like viruses and stuff, and with food, I'm sometimes I'm sensible. Like maybe I got like some poisoning sometimes as well.
Really?
Like yeah, like if the food is not really good, like my body like is like ooh. but like yeah, viruses has a lot. But maybe because I mean having a healthy lifestyle, maybe like I get rid of it quickly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. You kind of flush it through real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where some of us who just, you know, who don't do the sorts of things that you do would probably just, you know, hang themselves for 3 days thinking.
Yeah, but it's also because it's sometimes it's also mental. Like if you think, oh no, I'm so bad, it means that like, no, you have to heal up quickly, you have to go to practice. So you're just going to go.
Your life must be really quick like that.
Like London is also very quick, so like you have to be very quick.
Yeah.
I have a quick lifestyle.
Real fast.
Because
you came, you were only like, what, maybe 4 or 5 minutes late, but you'd already said you've done like God knows how many things in a day. Like.
Yeah, I wake up very early and I go to sleep like, I try to don't go to sleep late, but I go to sleep late.
Really?
Yeah.
Jilu, she downs coffee like no one's business.
I like coffee. I like coffee, and my best friend likes coffee, so we always end up drinking coffee before practice, like in the afternoon before the second session. It's like we like coffee. Not some Italian, come on.
Of course, yeah. Of course, we're the professional that understands coffee, right? That's the deal. Okay, so in those scenarios, like where you get up super early in the morning and you go to bed super late at night, is there like an element of burning candles where your training may sometimes suffer depending on the time of day?
If I train?
Yeah.
Like in terms of my sleep pattern influence my training, you mean?
Yeah, like if, for instance, it may be 2 o'clock, between 2 and 3 is a really sleepy time if you've not had a lot of sleep.
I have the sleepy time around 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
But it's also the time where I have to go to practice in the evening. That's why like I'm just like switching things around. So I rather practice in the morning. Mm. I wake up early and I practice early. And then in the afternoon, if I want to do like a second session, instead of waiting until 8 or 9 p.m. like to practice, because we all practice like in the studio here in London, and it's always available around 8:30 in the evening. But if I wake up like this early, like it's...
Yeah. But that can be sometimes good, can't it? Because if you're training early in the morning and late in the evening, then you're working with the time zones in which you may potentially be breaking.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Like, it's also good in this case, sometimes. If I have, like, an early session, then I can rest there in the day to then have a good second session in the evening. It depends. Like, it depends about the days, what I do, if I'm teaching, if I'm working, if I'm traveling. It depends.
Wow, traveling, teaching, everything. How do time zones affect? Because we're talking about an international B-girl here. Do you know what I mean? This ain't your run-of-the-mill fucking podcast. Get out of here. What's it like training and going and doing events with the time difference, the jet lag? That must be crazy.
I don't know. Okay, so I don't know if people are over-exaggerating these things about the jet lag, but like until now, I didn't feel it. But also, I'm very young. So like maybe I don't have all this... I don't see that jet lag like this affect me this much.
No, you're not the only one that says that. And I agree with you. My old friend David Ross, you know, who's a little bit older than you, he says the same thing. He's like, oh, it's just an imagination. It's not real.
I think people complain too much. Sometimes, I mean, like, yeah, like, of course, we are all tired. Maybe the only thing is that we are tired because of the long flights. But once you arrive in a new place, you're just so excited to just go and do stuff and maybe see your people, other countries in other places. And you don't feel tired.
No.
I mean, I don't feel tired. I never felt tired.
It's excited, isn't it?
It's excited. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I feel that. I get that too sometimes. But I'm very quick to, I'm easily persuaded with a bottle of beer as soon as you land somewhere. Yeah. Like you don't, you're teetotal. You don't do any alcohol.
No.
That's quite a heavy discipline.
I feel lucky that I don't like it at all. It's not that I try to be disciplined and don't drink.
Yeah.
It's that I don't even like the smell.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So not like an Italian wine or nothing?
No. I promised to my friend that if I'm going to get invited to the World Final in Red Bull, I'm going to have a wine with her.
Really?
Yeah, I promised it. I was like, okay, we need a challenge.
Yeah. You know, like when I think of Italy, I think limoncello, you know.
Limoncello, that stuff is from the south, where I come from.
Yeah, yeah, really? So, okay, so you're originally from the south of Italy?
Yeah, from Calabria.
Tell me a story. What was your childhood like? What was it like growing up there?
So, like, I come from Calabria is my region, but like my city specifically is Catanzaro. Okay. That's basically the capital of Calabria, of the region. Wow, really? And I grew up like on a different like reality this year, because my city is like all the like good weather, like beach, like is all like the sea. Like so, I grew up like in this kind of town, mm-hmm. And it's a very chill place. But in comparison to London, like London has maybe opportunities, like I'm more motivated here. So like that's also one of the reasons I moved. Mm-hmm. But for example, limoncello, these things like in Italy, especially in the south, like our grandmothers, moms, like they like to do homemade stuff, you know? So like, for example, my grandmother, like on a Sunday, like she will make like the limoncello, she will make like the cake, she will make stuff. Pasta, like homemade, everything homemade.
I went to an Italian wedding once. Heavily Catholic. We were there for hours and hours. But the food was equally as long and amazing. And it was just, it was almost like such a welcoming, inclusive event. That's how I think of south of Italy.
Yeah, like all these celebrations, they start like around 12, let's say, until maybe 6. So you don't leave the table until like it's night.
Yeah. It's a very heavy sociable thing.
Yeah, all the celebration. It might be Christmas, it might be like Easter, it might be like all these things. Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot of calories. But like, yeah, that's how we celebrate, especially like, I don't want to say just in the south, but like, you know, like in general, like in Italy, but like in the south, maybe it's more traditional. Mm. Like to really like stay with all the family. That's actually the thing they miss the most from Italy, like my family and the festivity with my family.
Of course. There's things that you, that are inherent in your life growing up that you identify yourself with. And when they're not there, of course, there's loads of amazing things around you in a new city, but nothing compares to the feeling of, I don't know, the smell of the air in the morning, cut grass, and the sun's on it, and you're in your home.
I definitely miss the sun. Definitely miss the sun. I'm lucky on a side, like, I miss my family, but on the other side here in London, I have three brothers with kids, like my sister-in-law. So we are actually a family even here. I have a family in Italy, a family here.
So they're based in London?
Yeah. We are all here, and I'm glad, because having a family in like close to you is important. Like for your growth is like it's important, and I mean like you feel like you have a family, you know?
Yeah. There's a solid Italian community in London as well.
Oh, so much.
It's great. Around here it's mostly like Portuguese and Brazilian.
Yeah,
you know, so the relationship I think with Mediterranean communities I think is super key for the, you know, the diversity of a city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love it. You are the south. What's the nearest city to you in the south of Italy?
That you probably could know, that it, like the region next to mine is Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
This the little island.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not little. Or Puglia, like it's all the south, and all the south is beautiful. If you want to go for holiday in the summer, I suggest you the south.
Yes, see,
we're not biased.
No, not at all.
Even if I'm biased.
For all of those holiday recommendations, go to killerkeller.com. That's the one. Yeah. How did you get into breaking?
So basically, I was doing ballet before. I started ballet when I was maybe 8 or 9.
I'll touch all the ballet crew. You know you are. Go on. Yeah, man, it's an amazing art, and I think it should be in the Olympics. I don't know why.
Ballet?
Yeah, it's
actually very hard. Like anything that you want to do on extreme level, like you deserve this kind of attention.
Oh, it's ridiculously tough.
That's why like I'm happy the breaking is actually in. But anyway, I started when I was around like 9, and I remember that around 12, when I was when I was like close to a beach area in my city, like a seaside kind of area, I saw my first teacher. Like, he was so cool. He was like listening hip hop. He was dressed in all baggy. He was like doing air flare, and I was like, that's so cool.
What is this sorcery?
Yeah, I didn't even think, oh, I want to do air flare. I was just seeing how he was looking cool. Yeah. Like, he was just cool. Like, the way they was moving, the way they was, the fact they was listening hip hop, he was just looking something that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I was, this is cool. Like, I can see this. Like, they really, like, I'm interested. And so, like, then I left the ballet and stuff, and I started to learn maybe popping, locking, later on breaking when I was 13.
Really? So how old were you when you saw your teacher for the first time doing what he was doing?
Well, I was 12. Like, it's after 1 year when I discovered like all the things they was doing, I was like, maybe breaking.
Yeah, dude, like, all it takes is one person. All it takes is one person to flick a switch, right?
Yeah. Like, literally, it was a switch. Like, also, there were all the people with him. Like, he was just looking cool that they were all dancing, ciphering, and it was always, wow, like, people, like, doing footwork, and it was cool. People that they were spinning on their head, and it was cool, and it was, wow, like, all these people are training, or, like, it was looking cool, and it looked, like, welcoming.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Compared to ballet.
Yes, exactly. I left ballet for this reason. Like, he wasn't welcoming at all. I felt like I had to really try hard to be welcome.
Yeah.
You know, like, instead, like, breaking was so welcoming, and it felt so good for just...
freedom.
Yeah. I felt like it's my place. Like, I don't even need to try. It's my place.
Yeah. But because you... because it's quite, like, almost like military, the way... ballet teachers are. It's like you know, just everything from the position you got to be standing. My girlfriend, she was in ballet, so I know all about this. Kels, how do you know so much about ballet?
I was like, what?
Yeah, I know all about that. So I guess transferring that discipline to breaking, well, you almost like you excel in regimen and being able to focus, isn't it?
It's actually, for me, sometimes it's so surprising because it took me just like more than 1 year to just learn simple things. Like even like just how to hold the position on the head. You know, like I was seeing kids doing it. I was like, I could never do it, but it looks cool. You know, I never been discouraged though. Like I never was like, oh my God, maybe like I have to leave. It's not for me or whatever. It was like, I can't, but I like it. you know, so I was always interested, like, in maybe I should try, even though like I'm not like good, like I should.
What's your star sign?
I'm Taurus.
Taurus. You've always been aggressive. You've got aggressive in your performance. It's almost like step into the ring. It's like on.
I'm grounded as a person. Like I'm really like if I wanna get something, I really like, even though like it's gonna take me ages, I see like I'm gonna go for it.
Oh, so you think things through to the point where you can do it. It's almost like you study.
I'm determined.
Determined.
I have like I'm patient for stuff. Like if I want something, like okay, I'm gonna maybe like it's gonna take me like this long, but like I'm gonna work on it.
Yeah. What kind of things have you done in the past that you say to yourself, wow, I can't believe I managed, because like you say, you want to perfect it. You want it to be right. You won't stop until it's done. Has there ever been anything, whether it's like a particular genre of music or a type of battle that you had, has anything ever thought to yourself, wow, am I going to do that?
So many things. First of all, like even when I started, okay, I can start from like simple things. Like even like, thinking that now I can spin on my head, for example, when I was a kid, for me it was impossible like to even like seeing like people standing on the head, or like me trying, like I was just crashing but trying again, crashing without even understanding, but I was trying. trying like, and now like thinking, wow, I always like, now it looks so easy, but like the way until here it was like a lot, it was a lot of years. Or like speaking English as well. Mm. Like, always wished and always dreamed about, like, speaking English.
Mm.
Because in Italy, I wasn't speaking English. I learned English when I moved here.
Uh-huh.
So, like, wow. Thinking about it, then now I can connect. And, for example, I can have the podcast with you.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and you understand me. And even, okay, my Italian accent, maybe sometimes, like, it's not very clear. Like, I can still having a conversation. And mm. until 3 years ago, I couldn't.
That is a champion of nature in itself. I think what people misunderstand, or rather take for granted, is when people... We've all been there, actually, because we tour around the world, and you have these moments of, like, wow, it's almost like fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for you, landing in the UK, not knowing a single... Well, culturally, but even the language,
mm-hmm.
to excel in that, you kind of get that mentality of, like, well, if I can do this, I can do anything.
Definitely. But also, like, I mean, if I don't know, for real, if we do crazy things, like, in breaking, I guess, like, anyway, like, I'm not the first person who learned how to speak English.
Mm.
If you can do it, why I can do it?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
For real. Like, we all can do stuff. Like, they are not unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, okay, it's going to take me a lot, because anyway, I'm starting from almost zero. But, like, is it my goal? Yes, because I moved here to improve my English,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
During COVID time, actually.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah, because everything was just, like,
yeah.
blocked, like, always everything paused. Like, so I said, you know what, maybe for a couple of months I'm going to move to London, mm-hmm. because my brothers were all here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to stay with them and practice English. Like, I'm going to use this
time to learn something.
Yeah.
Yo, that is so sick.
Until I called my mom and I said, actually, maybe I might not come back.
Really? What did they say? What did your family in Italy say when you were like, Ma, Pa, I ain't coming home?
So basically, I always dreamed to move in London.
Yeah.
For some reason, anytime I come to visit my brother, I came to visit my brother, I always, like, thought I was, I was looking around and I was so amazed. I was I wish I could live here.
Desire. You
know? Yeah. Desire. Yeah, because it's nice, especially if you're a tourist. It's, like, so nice, like, yeah. to see everything going around, like, experiencing so many things and seeing so many dancers, because in my city maybe there are not so many.
Mm.
And then, like, nothing. And then it happened. And I remember there was a time before moving that I was saying to my mom, I will move to London. I might move. And she was like, yeah, of course, you will never move. Because she knows that actually, like, in Italy, I was fine. Like, I was practicing. I had my mom, I had my grandmother. Like, I had everything that I needed, mm-hmm. like, for my interest.
Mm-hmm.
But she never thought that I was actually going to move and live my life, you know? But then I just booked the ticket and I sent it to the group chat of my family.
Really?
My brothers, they were, like, all clapping. Yeah, finally. And then my mom, she came back home and she was like, are you seriously?
Right.
And she was
upset.
What
did she say? Was she upset, of course?
She was very upset.
Mom and dad have this connection that, yeah, they just get upset, don't they?
Yeah, but because maybe I'm also, like, the little one, I'm the only female. My mom felt like... I'm losing her as well.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Was that a hard time?
For her, yes.
Yeah.
But, like, she understood anyway. Now, anyway, she see, like, the result. Like, she's happy for me. You know?
Yeah. Every cloud has a silver lining. I mean, like, now you're just internationally regarded.
I'm happy, like, they kept pursuing this. You know.
Yeah.
Did not risk
because it was never going to be a risk because your talent and work ethic pushed you forward. But was there ever in the back of your mind this suggestion that because you're making such a bold move, leaving Italy,
mm-hmm.
did that raise the expectation level?
Of them.
Of you. Where you thought, right, I've really got to do this now because I'm literally going live on my own.
At the beginning, when I moved here, I wasn't thinking about it. I took, like, these 2 months just to really focus on speaking English.
Hmm.
The beginning, I wasn't even living in central London. I was living in Watford. And in Watford, there is like nothing. There is no one.
I think of all the Watford crew, but yeah, that is the truth, isn't
I'm
it?
Sorry, but like there is nothing.
Zone
like,
seven is a long way away from central London. Carry on.
Yeah, it's like really like there is no like a dance community.
Watford. Yeah,
big up Watford. there is no like a dance community or whatever. So I was really like focusing on spending time with my brother, which I couldn't do it before.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a reconnection with my brothers.
Mm.
Speaking English, so try to hang out with, I don't know, people like in restaurants or like at the pub, like having a coffee or anything. And I was practicing a little bit, but like it wasn't the main focus at the time because I really tried to improve my English. I was trying hard. I remember that I was meeting people and I was messaging them like, can you come here at the pub? Like I offer you a beer if you talk to me. Like I was literally like spending the day like this.
You must have got enough people drunk.
Yeah, in pubs, like you find a lot of people that they just want to sit there and have a beer and talk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so for me, like even like very old people, I was fine. Like just like let's talk.
I need
like to really improve because I'm gonna leave in September. You know, I had like 2 months.
There was this trick that one of my friends from Germany once said to me, I can't remember who it was, but they said that when they learned English, what they had to do, well, what they chose to do, was get their favourite movie that was in German subtitles and just repeat watching it in English. Because they kind of knew what the storyline is, they knew what the real words were for them, but they were watching in English.
But you know what was the issue instead with me is that I don't watch TV, I don't watch movie at all. So for me, it was like, I used to listen a lot of songs and learn them, like with the lyrics, Spotify, like reading them and singing it all the time. And then just trying to speak. But the problem is that when I moved here, the British accent is way, way more difficult than just like, I don't know, the American songs or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
When I moved here, it sounds like so different. You cut a lot of words and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You have your kind of slang and I was like, what's going on? Like it's totally like another English. Yeah.
Well, you're straight in, you know, you're straight into the grit.
Watford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It was hard.
So are you in northwest, east, south London now?
No, like central.
Central. Boom.
Yeah.
Central. What kind of music influenced you growing up? What kind of music are you into dancing now?
So when I started, I really loved funk and hip-hop.
Nice.
Hip-hop a lot. That's also how I met like my first teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He was just looking cool. Mm-hmm. And I like him listening to all this music. I started to download so much music since I started. I started to know, because I didn't really know a lot about hip-hop before.
No.
But when I started to dance with him, I started to know like about, I don't know, Busta Rhymes, like all these things. I was so ignorant, like in terms of hip-hop. And I love the funk, and it's still like one of my favorite kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
Rap and funk are my favorite, I'd say. They are the one that makes me vibe the most.
Why is that? Why? Because you're not the only one, I think, and for all the right reasons. Breaking as an art form is fundamentally hip-hop, and in 2024, it has space to diversify a lot because the people's impressions of hip-hop is personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like this sort of music and this sort of music, but it's all within the hip-hop kind of street culture genre. Why do you think it is it, though, that hip-hop is such a fundamental, in 2024, such a fundamental part of the dance?
Well, like, even in terms of lifestyle, like, you see, like, something and it looks hip-hop, in my opinion. Mm.
Well, everything, as in, like, it's in our society.
You especially like, I don't want to say especially London, but like I can see like the difference between Italy and UK.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is more hip hop in the streets, even like, I don't know, people walking or like the culture is different. Here there is ethnicity and the way they like they just the way to live is more hip hop.
Yeah,
but then
it?
I like maybe like Italy is more I don't know, more classic, you know? Here, like, you can breathe it more. Like, even when people from other countries, they come to visit me, like, they say it to me anytime, like, you, like they can breathe, like, more hip-hop. Like, you can see it, like, in the streets. You can see, like, in... Like, even, like, in bad situations, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you can see it more.
Yeah.
When actually, maybe in Italy, you don't see, like, so many bad situations, like, as maybe, like, you can see it. Just, like, it's more evident.
Yeah.
Yeah. People, like, they just dress, like, as they want. Mm. They there is more music in the streets. There are more events, jams, like more situation in pubs, like even the events they organize.
Yeah, you know? Street Culture HQ, come on.
Exactly.
Which, like, you've been slamming as well, killing.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was heavy. Nice. Yeah. That was nice. Like you need situations like that, I guess. Where you just go, like, you meet people that they do your same things and you have fun for, like, I don't know, 30 minutes that you cipher. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So you're saying that it's not widely created in south of Italy. It's not like there's one on in every town or
It's not in every town. Yeah. It's not even in every country.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there are not all these situations all around, because I mean, like, and it's not just me saying it. It's like people coming that they come, like, to London, they come to visit me. Mm. They see, like, around, and they're like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's like, it's different. You know.
Sometimes you you put it out to the universe, don't you, that you want to, you know, I want to live like that. Mm. Because something just don't quite sit right with you. In as much as you love it, the place you grew up ain't always going to serve you, right?
Yeah, that's the another reason why I moved here. There are so many opportunities, even, like, in terms of career, like, just the way that I like to live more as well. Like, I like the fact that also London is so
fast.
It's so fast. Like, you can do so many things. You wake up, you can do, like, so many things instead of just living in a city where nothing is happening. It's nice because, like, there is, like, a good weather, good food. Like, you enjoying the time, like, and chilling. But maybe, like, in 20, 30 years, like, I would be fine to live there.
Yeah, again, okay. You know? Okay, so apart from coffee, Watford... what do you like to do that isn't breaking? Give us something that, like, you really love and not a lot of people know about it.
That not a lot of people know, okay?
Go on now.
Because a lot of people don't know, because I'm very active, like, even on social media and stuff, so I kind of post, like, what I do during the day. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I wake up, like, oh, I go for a run, or, like, I do CrossFit, I teach. I have a business.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, because my... I'm very attached to one of my brothers in particular.
Okay.
And with him, we decided to have a business together. So, like, all my brothers, they are, like, business owners.
Okay.
And with one of them, they are more attached with, we decided to open one together. He was already kind of, like, creating by himself. He was starting to, he did, like, the kind of startup.
Yeah.
And then we start to collaborate and gain business together.
So can we indulge in what the business is?
It's a business of toppers. Do you know, like, the toppers that you put, like, on top of drinks, for example, that you can personalize, for example, making a toppers with, like, I don't know, your name or, like, street culture. It's called Cocktail Toppers Pro.
Stop it.
And it comes because my brothers have... businesses in cocktails events,
right?
So, like, from there, because it was kind of trendy, it is actually still trendy. Like, he told me, we have to open this business. Like, it's gonna go well. And I'm coming from there. I'm coming from, like, the office, and I was making some orders, because now it's going, like,
it's faster. Going really well.
It's going faster.
It's
yeah.
going faster. And you don't drink.
I don't drink.
So have we tried the toppers?
The toppers are edible toppers. It's like just a...
kind of paper. A brand, yeah. And just like what you would have on, like, sweets, candy, anything.
Yeah, it's like even the one that you can have on cupcakes, uh-huh. You know? They are all edible.
Really? Sugar?
Yeah. No, it's rice. It's rice.
Yeah. What? Yeah, man. I love... See, stories like that, I love. Do you know what I mean? Like, thinking ahead. Mm-hmm. Just other ways of generating money.
Yeah. Like this, like it's something I always like to do. To be fair, like always having a lot of options. You know, like not always sticking with one. Like for as much I can love breaking. Like you will, and I'm pushing. Like it's my purpose. It's 100%. Like, it's like my dream. I wanna get there. I wanna like have this and that. I'm also like passionate in discovering what it can be. Like there's not even. Breaking, or maybe related to breaking, but just something else. Like, it can be, okay, I'm a dancer, but maybe I can teach, or maybe I can shoot.
Yes, yes.
Or maybe I can work with brands, or 100%. Maybe, like, I can do social media.
Yeah.
Like, it's all related to breaking, to be fair.
Yeah.
And this thing is more related to my family, to in the fact of the business.
Yeah.
It's, it excites me, the fact of having a business with my brother.
Yeah, that's the most, must be the most exciting thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And making it work together. It's a proper family thing. And we are very, very connected. So it's kind of like, it motivates me. Even though it's not connected at all with my lifestyle, it really motivates me.
But you know what, though, Solid? And I can speak, you know, as a beatboxer. And I guess it's only more recently that breaking has been taken to that next stage of maturity, being at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before then, it really was like, you're kind of you're a breaker and you're a part of a scene,
mm-hmm.
an amazing scene, a bit like beatboxing. But one thing that I think these two genres have in common is, you know, to have a skill like either of us have, more so you, and your calling card as a person is you're really good at breaking. Like, that's the door opener to anybody that wants to pursue any profession with a level of integrity and uniqueness. Mm-hmm. You know, when I said before we started, everyone needs a beatboxer friend.
Yeah.
Well, everyone needs a breaker friend as well. That's why I did say that. But I said it. I say that because once you've hit that top level of what you do, then you can do anything. Do you know what I mean? Because it's your personality that sells. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Like when you create like your brand, you think like you can put it like, you know, also other faces of stuff.
Mm.
Like maybe, I don't know, you don't need to really build, I don't know, your CV, because maybe you say, hi, nice to meet you. Like, this is me, you know, like, because like people, they know the brand.
Yeah.
You get like the confidence on believing that you can do other things, because like you already like see the success that you had in something.
Yeah.
So you say like, why not doing this? Why not doing that? Like, it's possible. Like, you can see things being like you see like that you can make things happen.
Yeah.
You know, of course you have to dedicate time and you have to put the work, but like, you know, already, because you've been doing it before as well, you know?
Yeah.
So like, if you reach a certain level in a break, you know, in beatboxing, you think like, if I put like this amount of time in something else,
mm-hmm.
this dedication, probably I can end up like unlocking something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just repeating the same process pretty much.
Exactly. Like, for example, in 2022, 2022,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I was just doing breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting ready I was in the Italian team getting ready for the European Championship, for the Olympics.
Ooh, as you do, as one does, of course, Karen.
But then I separated my shoulder. I got injured and I couldn't compete anymore in an Olympics situation. So I had to leave the Olympic field because I'd been out for 6 months. So I lost the European qualification and I lost the Italian national championship. But in the time that I was injured, I started to kind of say, okay, I need to unlock other skills.
Yeah.
So I start to unlock skills in softwares.
Yeah.
Skills like in social media. I start to like take care a lot of my social media and it blew up so much.
Yeah. Your social media is crazy.
It like, that's because I dedicate time, you know, like I said, okay, I can dance, but I can probably unlock something that I'm going to need later. So like, it's the same thing when I was in COVID time and I said, okay, there is nothing to do, so I'm going to move to London and learn English.
Mm.
You know, like if you have like, if you think like you have a time that you can use like in a certain way, or like you don't know how to use it, just like you need just a switch.
Mm.
Like you need, okay, I need to do something with it, you know? Like, for me, of course, it was like I was feeling very bad because I couldn't dance. So it was okay. I need to unlock something. So I start to unlock, like, for example, I don't know, how to maybe reach out to brands, or maybe how to create portfolio to send, or maybe how to clean up my Instagram, or like maybe business-wise, making more plans and stuff like this, organizing more events.
That's fun though, isn't it?
It's super fun. Like, it's something that I enjoyed it so much. Like, and then
it's a game.
It got me back.
It's like a game, isn't it? You know, let's see if I can do this.
Yeah. And until you are curious and you're always like willing to know, and you're really hungry, like, to know things, like, it's very exciting. And you're motivated, just do it. Like, you do it.
Yeah.
It feels like so good, like, in unlocking new fields.
Sounds to me like COVID was almost like a blessing for you, just to try new things and enjoy your time.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So when you crazy is in crazy, I mean, is in how you transfer your skill sets into a almost like a template.
Yeah, it's true. But as you said, it's like you just transfer your personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, as I dance, I also maybe, I don't know, edit videos.
Yeah.
Or like because I start to do like content for businesses as well.
This is my G, you know. She's fucking on it. Like, this is my female equivocal right here, baby. I absolutely love it. Keep going.
6 months of not dancing, it like it got me so much like free mind.
Yeah.
So, like, I start to do, like, reels and content for businesses. Like, I'm working, like, through all the people, social media.
Really?
People were asking me, like, okay, you run my business account, for example. And I was making content for them. Just, like, the way I dance, the way I talk, the way I edit, the way I do stuff, it just, like, always connect.
Yeah.
Like, I have my style in do editing. I have my style in dancing. I have my... It's just me, like, doing these things with the same passion.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do things that I don't like. It wouldn't work.
No.
And I would feel like, okay, I'm wasting time.
Yeah. But it's also got to be within your own remit, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you, for instance, did a graffiti one, you'd still have an understanding of it.
Yeah.
Because it's... Or if it was a sneaker company, you'd have an understanding of it.
Yeah. I remember that when I started to practice also my tagging, I understand that actually, like, I always do certain things, like, in the same way.
Mm.
But because maybe, like, it's... I like to see things on a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we all have a style in tagging or, like, dancing.
Rapping. It's personal.
Yeah, it's personal. Like, you can see, like, when you transfer your personality and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
And how
it's
was
important.
That? And how? Oh, yeah, because what it does is it's the thread of style that only you can create.
Yeah, and it also makes you understand a lot about yourself. Like, you can recognize yourself. You don't feel like you don't know who you are. Like, you know who you are, and you see, like, in so many different faces. Like, I was talking with my sister-in-law, and she told me, like, I can see, like, that you made all these videos. Like, they have your style.
That's, like, the biggest compliment, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the biggest compliment. It's the biggest. Like, even when it's about dance, like, especially about dance, because it's the thing they dedicate the most of the time. But, like, when people say, oh, this is a lot about your style, I'm like, tell me more. Like,
yeah, keep that coming, baby.
because when also you arrive to other people means, like, okay, let me know what you get, because it makes me understand even more.
Yeah.
I want to know what's your perspective, you know? A perspective.
Mm.
Like, if you tell me, like, I mean, like, okay, so you got this from me. Like, okay, I need to keep working on this because it's what people, like, also seen from me. And I'm happy they arrives, and it's, like, something that it makes me clear up my mind. Mm. Okay, this is the point. When you see it in everything, like, it's amazing. Like, and also, in any way, it's all creative.
Yeah.
You know, dancing or, like, reels or, like, all these things that are a lot about, like, your creativity.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Do you think there are enough identifiable. Right, what we're talking about here actually is you understand style, self-confidence. You understand what you need to put your fingerprint on a certain piece of media or your own actions on the floor. Do you think there's enough people out there that really tune in to their individuality and their own style with everything that they do?
You can see if people do it. Like, sometimes when I see a dancer dancing, and then I get to know them, I'm like, now I get why you dance like this.
Really? Okay, tell me, give me like a couple of people where you're just like, they are exactly how they dance.
Okay, for example, Bruce Almighty.
Okay.
Bruce Almighty, okay. Like, you can see like how he builds his way to dance,
yeah,
and his creativity in a way that he really like, kind of like, almost like kind of a joke on you when he dances. And he's the same person like when you talk to him. Like, you can talk to him and like he's just gonna play with you like from the beginning until the end.
God, I love
that.
And
it's like you're so connected with what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you're the same person on stage and on real life. Mm-hmm. In real life, the same. Another person, let me think. There are so many.
Yeah.
Literally so many. Bruce Almighty is just the one that popped in my mind because, I mean, he's like a real character.
You know, Prince?
Yeah.
He has that.
Same. Prince, like, he feels super cool and he will dance like he's the coolest in the city.
And he's lively. He's like, you know.
Yeah. Bayer Rice. Like, when I see him, I don't think, like, oh, he thinks he's cool. No, he's cool.
Yeah.
But he because even in real life, he's cool.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, his personality is into breaking. It's not that, like, his personality is like this in person, but then in breaking, he's all shy and he's all, like, ugly. No, he's cool. You know? So, like, you can tell. Mm. So, it's so connect. Prince is one of, like, he's a good example. Slick Johnny as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, so many people. Wow, now I have, like...
pressure.
But, yeah, no... Actually, Prince was the best example because we know we both know him.
Yeah. Do you think people outside of breaking identify individuals like that? Because a lot of times it's in those kind of more clubby environments where, you know, if they're not drinking, they're kind of, the music is their soundtrack, and then they see breakdancing and they're like, oh, breakdancing, you know. But does a style of a b-boy or b-girl resonate with them? Do you think they see that identity?
Normal people.
Yeah. Yes. Members normal of public. Yes. Mops.
I feel that now is cooler to see dancers.
Yeah.
At the beginning, like, maybe it's not because it's a breaker's fault,
mm-hmm,
but like it's a lot about the way that you approach to people. If you look, if you want to go to people and you look all gangster, like, maybe people they won't like it. If you look cool, like Prince, then people they would like, be
solid.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, like, solid, super approachable as well. Yeah.
if you go in a party and you look like Prince, then like, yeah, people they would be, he's cool.
Yeah,
you know, he can dance and he dress cool and he smell nice. Like, he will approach to you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I do get that. And I think it's to make the best of any environment, because those floors, when you're in the circle, when you're in the cypher, then people around you, you've almost got to have them on side, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, like, of course, like, if you're a dancer, you want to check, like, you're in a space and you don't want to bump on people.
Mm. So what's it like getting into the circle? What's it like getting into the circle and there's a whole heap of dancers and the crowd is crazy? This isn't a competition. This could be like a regular place, you know, Street Culture HQ, for instance, one of those kind of environments. But the intensity, and you're like, oh my God, let's get this done. What goes through your head?
I mean, like, that you don't want to dance or like...
Perhaps it's just this feeling of pressure, anxiety. Not that you don't want to dance, but you know... A lot of what you've been going through in competing has led you to this point of managing those emotions?
I think like, so competing and cypher, they are so different.
Okay.
They are very different. Like when you compete, you have a lot of pressure. And actually I've been enjoying your jam because I can just go and dance.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about what I have to do.
Yeah.
There is just the music, and especially if it's full of people, you just want to get down.
Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning, maybe you go to the party, you want to look cool, you don't want to like get dirty, but then like you're like, I actually want to get down.
So you read my mind.
Yeah, like, and also maybe there is you beatboxing, yeah, and maybe there is a good DJ, so like you are like, oh, this track.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
And you wanna just get down. Like, it's one of the best things like about hip hop, like the cypher.
Well, and feeds each other. All genres feed each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, man.
Yeah, there is a good music, you wanna dance. There is an MC, like you wanna dance. Like there is like there are people there and like there is like the energy, and maybe like someone starts dancing, and then like maybe someone call you out, and maybe like there is the energy. I wanna smoke that person.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. So what you're saying essentially is that you never feel alone when you're in that space.
No, never.
No, that's dope.
Never. Until the music stops, like it's all fun.
And big up, by the way, D-Lo, Swifty, Hooch,
yes.
Blue, yeah. That's something to think about. What's your future? Where's the future for you, Solid?
Okay, I'm young.
Mm.
I really want to push in breaking and reach all the big stages and all the biggest opportunities I can, and enjoy it and travel around the world and get like the maximum of the experience from this. Because I think as a dancers, we are very blessed.
Mm.
We are blessed like to get to travel the world. If it wasn't for breaking, I wasn't traveling the world. No. I was still in Catanzaro, in the city, you know?
That's crazy, like, when you think about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes, and I always say to my friends, I will always say like, imagine if you were not dancing, probably we were just like, I don't know, like reading a book
on a building site.
I mean,
working.
nothing wrong in reading a book, but
no,
like, you know, like when you don't get to
read books, always.
Yeah, read books. But when you don't get to see like what life looks like outside of your city, like what's all the realities, like it's just amazing when you see, like, for example, 2 weeks ago when I was in Japan, and I was like, wow, like it's amazing to feel like I'm here because of breaking.
Yeah.
Because I'm working here, because I'm competing here, because I have friends here, because I connect and I built in these years to arrive here, you know? Mm. It feels like crazy. And I wanna like keep traveling the world and getting all these experiences. Like knowing that like I've been living all my 20s, like having the best out of it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I see myself like doing this. I see myself as a like in a business kind of side as well, because like having also an influence from my brothers, like I feel I'm influenced from them a lot in a good way, because of course they want the best for me, and they see like they got me because like they've been competitors as well. They did flair bartending
on
a high level, so like they've been in a competition field. You know, so like they get what I do.
That's crazy.
And actually, I took the inspiration from them in competing.
Yeah, that's
like
dope.
I saw like, well, like you are so dedicated. I want to be like this.
Yeah, like
you know?
That.
I want to have a business, like a good business. I like the fact that I've been collaborating with a lot of brands.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I never thought about. It just like came up. And I feel blessed for it, because London also is also, because I mean London is a big city and it gives a lot of opportunities, and I'm happy that I've been connected enough to get these opportunities. Mm-hmm. I like living in London. If I'm gonna stay here forever, I don't know, because a lot of people ask me. They say, oh, you come from the sun and like this and that and this and that, and you're living.
Oh, what do you mean? You don't like the rain? What do you mean?
Right. I mean, I still love London. I still love London because, I mean, like, living, this blessed life I don't take it for granted, you know? But for sure, like, I would like to later on have, like, living in a sunny place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or don't like maybe, I don't know, like we will see.
Yeah.
This is what I'm seeing at the moment.
Yeah? You're visioning it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're extremely grateful and in the things that you do and that you're enjoying, and
yeah,
it just appears to me that your path is already written.
Because I come from a place that also I had nothing. So like moving in this place that there is a lot, of course I'm like, if he's here, then like, why not working on this?
Mm.
If you come from a place where there's nothing, or you build, or you just like go for a place where it can give you something.
Mm.
So at the beginning, like I started when I was living in Italy, with another dancer that was here, we were like two people dancing, doing breaking in my city, me and this guy. Mm. We grew up like a new generation of b-boys and b-girls. They're still dancing and traveling, and I'm glad like they came also to UK Champs last year.
Nice.
Like they travel a lot. So I'm glad to see them dancing, and they gave something to the new generation of my city.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, I saw like that for me, that I was 20 years old, and I was like the old generation for me, it sounds weird, you know, like I was okay. I need to grow. I need to study. I need to go somewhere else. So I came here and I've been studying with a lot of people. I got to connect with a lot of dancers, travel, like growing up, speaking English, like a lot of things that they made me grow. So of course, like I wanna go where I see me growing.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
Because like I mean, like there is so many things to do, so many things to learn, so many things to see, so many things to experience. Like so, whatever like the path, like I feel it, like okay, this makes sense. When I know that I have to move, I will move.
Mm-hmm.
But like at the moment, London is giving me so much, and I'm still like need to learn and really. Like grow,
yeah.
And also, I mean, as I said, like I have my family, so like it's a bless.
Yeah. It's even better, isn't it?
I mean, like I feel grateful for all this.
Yeah.
So of course, because I'm grateful, I'm motivated.
I see a lot of your 20s in my 20s, and it's incredibly inspiring that you're doing what you're doing, and more prosperity, more opportunities, and greatness.
Thank you
to you, Solid. Absolute G.
Thanks.
Well, there you go. If you ain't inspired by that, and you have some severe problems, we're Solid about to show you on the dance floor and in multimedia and business and beyond. B-Girl Supreme. Yeah, Killer Keller podcast, out like it was out of fashion. Serves you all right. Yeah, sharing is caring. Don't talk to anyone I wouldn't. And yeah, stay lucky, people. Cheers, Solid. Peace.
Bye, guys.